You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty. Ann Curzan is in the house. She is an English professor at University of Michigan and studies linguistics and the history of the English language and brings us That's What They Say here on Michigan, Michigan Radio. I was reading a Boston Globe piece by Mark Peters, and he brings up the term First Lady. Lady is not a term we hear much these days. How did we arrive at First Lady?
I think it's important to realize that First Lady doesn't go as far back as the first president, that I think it can be a term we take for granted and think, oh, it must always have been there for the wife of the president since we've always had men who are presidents.
Martha Washington wasn't the first lady.
She wasn't the first lady. From the evidence we have, the first use of it was for James Buchanan's niece. Mark Peters talks about this in the article. So it wasn't even used for a presidential wife because Buchanan was a bachelor. His niece was performing a lot of the duties of a president that a presidential wife would, and they couldn't call her Lady Buchanan. And so she was called the first lady in the land. And we know that Mary Todd Lincoln was sometimes referred to as the first lady. And it really seems to be sort of late 19th century that first lady takes hold.
And now we have FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States, rather than First Lady of the Land. POTUS and FLOTUS works really nice together,
it does.
So is that likely to change? Because we don't use the term lady that often.
I think it's a great question and one I've been thinking about. When you think about woman versus lady at this point has taken on some negative connotations. Woman might be seen as the more neutral term. Sometimes lady can feel like the polite term, but in the 1970s, the second wave feminism really argued for woman and said, when you make women ladies, you put them on a pedestal, and in that way, you restrict their movement, which I think is a great way to think about that. And so my question is, can first lady survive when lady is not the preferred term for women?
I saw that some of the other terms used in the past were Mrs. President or, this one's interesting, Lady Presidentress, which brings up that whole suffix tress as an actress. That's a whole other set of gender-related issues. So we've been losing that over the last couple of decades. Why has that changed and why did that matter?
Yeah, I think we've been moving away from marking women as the unusual group, if we think about something like author. Do you need to mark that it's a woman author? Do you need to say authoress? Or can everybody just be an author? And that seems to be where we're moving, is toward generic terms. We often now talk about the server in the restaurant as opposed to a waiter and a waitress.
Or firefighter or police officer or
flight
mail
attendant.
Carrier. Yes, right.
So those ESS terms, for the most part, are dropping out of the language. And I have to say, I don't really miss them.
When Jennifer Granholm was governor in Michigan, her husband was called the first gentleman. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, what do you think we'll end up calling Bill Clinton?
How about Bill Clinton?
That works.
I have to say, this question's floating around. And in some ways, first gentleman is the easy answer. But I think about the fact that we didn't always feel the need to refer to the wife of the president as the first lady. And maybe this would be a chance to say, we don't have to use first lady or first gentleman. We could call people by their names.
That works for me. I'm okay with that. That is Ann Curzan. She's a Michigan English professor. She also studies linguistics and the history of English language and brings us That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.